Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Megacode, Mini Chaos and all things Holy Paladin. This week I give a brief rundown on the Brackenspore counter from the Heimal raid. This fight requires 2 tanks, 4 to 6 healers, and a decent mix of ranged and melee DPS. So before I go over my particular assignment, let's cover the basic abilities and mechanics of this fight. So tanks generally start off the fight tanking him in proximity of where he is standing when we pull. Necrotic Breath is an ability he hits the tanks with. It does nature damage as well as reduces their healing by 99%. I try and save my Hands of Sacrifice for this debuff. Creeping Moss is a ground effect that slowly spreads throughout the raid zone. It causes nature damage, reduces player movement speed, and heals the adds. 2 players, usually ranged, will be needed to destroy Creeping Moss by using the flamethrowers assigned to the raid as we enter the zone. Now throughout this encounter, 2 beneficial mushrooms will spawn in random locations at random times. When they show up, they will be damaged, and it's our job as healers to heal them up to full to take advantage of their benefits. This is extremely important for Heroic and Mythic mode when dealing with the major raid-wide nature damage from Bracken Spore's and Festing Spore's ability. The first mushroom is Living Mushroom. At full health, it does a ton of raid-wide healing to those within 20 yards. The second mushroom, Rejuvenating Mushroom, when at full health, grants all nearby raid members 30% haste and mana regen. So as you can see, it's important that before Infesting Spores goes off, that the tanks have Bracken Spore pulled into range of these beneficial mushrooms. Now besides the aforementioned abilities, there are some adds that ranged group has to contend with, but nothing us healers have to really worry about as long as the range deals with them appropriately. So like usual, I keep beacons on both tanks while focus healing tanks and spot healing the raid between Infesting Spores. Like I mentioned earlier, Hand of Sacrifice works great for mitigating tank damage from Necrotic Wrath. When a beneficial mushroom pops up, I speed of light over to it and heal it up to 90%, waiting for about 5 seconds before Infesting Spores goes off to top it off to full health, taking advantage of its heals or mana regen, depending on the mushroom. I try and keep it alive for as long as possible. Avenging Wrath is nice to use just for that reason, for the extra healing throughput. Diva Aura works great for mitigating some of the raid-wide damage, and I prefer to spec into Light's Hammer to use when Devo is on cooldown. Now if the raid is taking tons of damage during Infesting Spores and you only have a Rejuvenating Mushroom up, this is the only time that you'll benefit from spamming Holy Radiance, Daybreak Holy Shocks, finishing with Light of Dawns. As far as level 45 talents go, I prefer Sacred Shield since I'm on Mushroom Duty and it's really easy to keep 3-4 up at all times. So I hope this helps out and good luck. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMR with a C or check out my blog page at HealingSpec.com.